Don't you want somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Little Janice to get it going? What's up, everybody? Dude, my voice is shot. Shot right now, I tell you. That's how we're doing it. That's how we're starting off 2024 with a voice that don't work. Oh, I missed you guys. I gotta be honest with you. Really, really did miss you guys. We took too long of a time off. I got bored. But I tell you what, I got a lot of stuff for you today. Jam-packed full of factoids and fun. And of course, we got to talk about the Golden Bachelor wedding between Gary and Teresa. I got a lot of thoughts, actually. I don't know how Brandy feels. I don't even know if she watched it. I haven't even watched it. I was just there. And I was like, what are we doing? We got like his exes here? Jesus Christ. Haven't we put Teresa through enough? Apparently not. You are not free in the bachelor world until we really fuck with you at your wedding. And then, once you have completed all of our trials, then, and only then, may you start your life with Gary. Dude, 2023 was a shit show. We are just a couple days into 2024, and so much has happened. Gypsy Rose, Cat Williams, aliens in a Miami mall, Gary gets hitched. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel are fighting, and Shia LaBeouf wants to become a deacon. He wants to become what I am. Shia LaBeouf, stick to Transformers, my guy. Because if you want to be a man of the cloth, you got to be ordained like your boy. Everywhere you go, you have to play Gregorian chant. Just so you know, Shia LaBeouf, this is how it goes. Anyways, not going to hold back today, guys. We're going to start 2024 with some truth bombs. Let's call it Brandy. What do you say? It's time to call her up. 2024. Going to be a shit show.
Hello?
Hello.
I've been doing a new thing.
Well, what's that?
Where I hold the mic.
Oh, okay, I like that.
I'm so old. My back hurts so bad all the time.
Why?
If I had to guess, I would say it's all the manual labor I do and zero stretching or recovery after because I'm an idiot. Yeah. So if I hold the mic and sit back, it hurts my back less.
Okay. I like that. And then maybe you'll be louder and I won't have to like change the levels all over the place.
Yeah.
I too have a bad back and I attribute it to age and I've been combating it though. And I'm going to give you some of my favorite things to fight the bad back.
Please.
You got to stretch, unfortunately. And that's it. That's not it. Do you have Peloton?
No, I do not have a Peloton.
Okay. Well, you can get the app and then you can just like, because they have like, you know, they have yoga, they've got like weight training, they've got a bunch of stuff. It's not just riding
a bike.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm getting on a bike. Anyways, on the Peloton app, they have stretching and then they have like back exercises to combat this. And I realized what I was doing when I was working out, like I do chests and I do legs and I do abs or whatever. And I wasn't working on my back. So I was just all like, all the strength was in the front and it was just, so now you got to do the rows. You got to do the back thing, you know?
I think I'm the opposite. I think my back, it's worked out so much with the horses and I don't do the front. Like, I feel like I'm very like, I don't know, like tight in my chest and in my front of my shoulder.
Yeah.
And then my back, like my muscles get worked, but all this just ends up being tight. It's terrible.
Dude, Getty Gold sucks.
Oh, it sucks so freaking bad.
You got to do the cow pose and the cat pose. So the cow pose is like, you're on all fours and you really like kind of bend your stomach towards the ground. And then the cat pose is you're on all fours and you really bend your spine towards the sky. And that stretches out your back. And that's how we're starting 2024 on YFT. It's us just being old, talking about how to fix our back.
What a tragedy.
Yeah. I wonder if we've got any like newer, younger listeners who are like, what's happening here? They got no riz, man.
Probably not.
Yeah. No. We probably got a lot of like Golden Bachelor listeners, if we're being honest. They're our demo now.
For sure.
Which I have a lot of thoughts about the Golden Bachelor. First things first, how was your New Year's?
Well, first things first.
Okay.
I haven't seen you in so long or talked to you. We can't do this ever again.
I know. I was just, before I called you, I was telling the wife tears, like, I don't like taking that long off.
No, I don't think we should do this ever again.
Yeah, I don't know. Why did we decide? I think we decided to do it because Christmas was on a Wednesday, and that's when it would come out. And then it was like New Year's Eve, New Year's, whatever. Anyways, we just need to not do that again. I imagine the YFTers are very angry at us.
It was too long.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Because like I watched a lot of shit, but like it's been so long, I can't even remember what I watched.
You should
take notes. Blah blah blah. Nah.
No, that's not. That's we're not doing that.
That's not for me.
I watch a lot of stuff, but I just got like a lot of like stuff I want to talk about, you know?
Oh, well, let's just dive into it.
Well, first,
New Year's.
How was your holiday?
I feel like I did Christmas early because my family came to visit me like mid-December.
Yeah.
And when they were here, like, you know, we did Christmas party thing and like it just felt like Christmas already. So I kind of felt like I'd already had it. So Christmas for me was just chilling.
Okay.
And like hanging with the farm animals, obvi. And then New Year's, I played a gig in Nashville, so I got to be at home, you know, which was really great.
Fun.
It was great, you know. I drank a lot of champagne.
Yeah.
I wore a pretty dress.
Nice.
I made good chunk of change.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
All right.
So, what about you?
Holidays were great. We had Sarah's parents come in town. The only thing that sucked was Sarah got COVID like day before her parents got in town, and obviously her dad's on Broadway, so he can't get COVID. So we had to put them up in a hotel and couldn't see them for a couple of days, which sucked. But I guess the silver lining is that Sarah got COVID, and that's a scary thing for someone who's immunocompromised. But she was able to beat it really quickly, actually.
Oh, good. Did you ever get it?
No, I never got it. I was making out with her the entire time. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then my dad came in town. And we were all together, and it was so much fun. And then we had, you know, New Year's. We got invited to a bunch of cool stuff. Like we got invited to go to Aspen with some friends.
Would've been
or
cool.
Vail or whatever. I don't even know where it was.
Oh, yeah. I saw Sean and Nina.
Yeah, Sean and Nina invited us. And we were
that
like, that
crew.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds like
been
fun. I know, but we were like, we've traveled so much. And then our buddy Glenn Powell has like this really cool ranch in Texas, and he invited us.
Oh.
And our buddies Kayla and Tanner and Court Overstreet, they were all going. We were like, that sounds like so much fun. But we were like, we've traveled so much this year. Let's just stay at home.
Do it.
Yeah, let's just chill. So we went to the golf club, had dinner, which was nice. We had dinner with a bunch of old people. So it's nice to like ring in the new year being like, this is what I'm going to be soon. I'm going to be one of these old people. Even though I kind of am one of those old people already. And then we came home and a couple friends came over and we rang in the new year.
We are getting old because those were the most boring New Year's recaps I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We're old people now and that's fine.
Is it?
No, not really.
I hate it.
Well, YFTers, we've missed you, and we're glad to be back.
Truly, truly we have.
Yeah. Should we start the show?
Yeah.
Go for it. Start it off.
Oh, okay. I could start the whole year off. I'm so excited.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Bros and hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy, the first episode of 2024. We're only a couple of days into 2024 and like so much has happened.
Has it?
Yeah. I mean, so the Golden Bachelor happened.
That did happen.
seemed a little, well, why do we have to do it so quickly? Anyways, Gypsy Rose is out of prison. Cat Williams is like calling out like every person in Hollywood for being in the Illuminati. There's aliens in a mall in Miami. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel are fighting. And Shia LaBeouf wants to become a deacon.
Oh.
He thinks he's me, dude. He thinks he's me.
Well, I didn't know about any of this except the aliens. And I did see there was a tornado in Fort Lauderdale, which
great.
Terrifying.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Golden Bachelor wedding.
Let's do. I was severely disappointed at how little camera time you got, honestly.
Okay, so do you want to hear something really funny?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to go because Sarah can't go because she's obviously employed by a different TV company, and like her being on TV probably wouldn't have been the greatest thing in the world. So I really kind of wasn't going to go. It would have been fun. I was like, oh, it's fun to see Ben and Dean and Caitlin and everyone there. Yeah. But I was like, I've been to 9 weddings in the past year. I don't know if I need another one. Mm-hmm. So then I get a phone call on New Year's Day, so hungover. And they're like, hey, listen, Jesse, his wife, is about to give birth. And she does not want him to go to this wedding. We need you to come and be his backup in case he doesn't come.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, fine. That's, yeah, cool. So first of all, they send me the script of this entire thing like 18 hours before we're about to do it. And I'm like, okay. So I go there. I do the entire rehearsal as Jesse, effectively. It's the night before. And I'm like, when do I find out if I'm doing this? We'll know at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning if he gets on an airplane. Okay. So at 6 a.m. comes and I'm like, hey, guys, am I doing this or not? And they're like, we're not really sure. We're not really sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe 5 hours before we go live, they're like, he's on a plane. He's coming. But he might have to turn around because if she goes into labor, like. So the entire time I was like, I might have to do this thing. I was like, you guys, this is live to tape, right? And so like for everyone that doesn't know what that means, live to tape usually means there's like a little bit of a delay, like a 20 minute delay just in case. And they're like, no, this is live, baby, live. And I was like, you're telling me that we're doing this entire thing live with me, who's had less than a day with this script, number one. And two, you've got Charity, who's great on camera, but never done like live stuff other than like probably being interviewed on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
And unhinged Kathy, who's never done anything like this. I was like, can we have like a 20 minute delay? Like, what does it matter if it's like a little bit delayed? Like, oh, we don't want spoilers. It's like, spoilers? Everyone knows they're getting married. What are we talking about here? What's there happening?
I guess the Braden thing, but like.
Yeah. Which
not,
I.
No.
Which, by the way, that was not in the script the day beforehand. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyways, I was supposed to host it. And then he came in and did it. And
that would have been so epic.
I know, but it also might have been an absolute train wreck.
Yeah, but that would have been fun to watch.
I know. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Could have helped my career? Could have hurt my career? Who knows?
Probably a little of both.
Yeah, probably. So I didn't.
But I would have enjoyed it.
I didn't watch it, but when we were doing the rehearsals, Charity and Kathy were so unhinged. Like, I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, what are they talking about right now?
I actually kind of thought Kathy was good.
Yeah. Once I wasn't hosting it, then I was just like in the party. So I didn't get to hear her. But like when I was doing the rehearsal, her bit was like, I'm single. I'm alone. Find me a man. And that was like the entire bit, like the entire night. When we were doing the rehearsal, I was like, Kathy, at the end, I was like, Kathy, are you single? I haven't heard.
You know what I thought she did well? There were a couple of times where I could tell they would be talking to somebody and it was time for them to go and someone else to come in, you know, for an interview or whatever.
Yeah.
And Charity would have just sat there and talked to them all night long. And Kathy was like really good at moving it along and being like, okay, off you go. Like, da da da. Like, I don't know. I thought she was pretty good.
Good. I haven't watched it. I was just there for it. And then I know every bit that happened because I had to rehearse the entire thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact that like, I've worked on like Bachelor shows for so long. I do have some things that like I did not love about what they did that night.
Okay.
I thought it was really, really weird that Leslie and Faith were there.
Agree.
If this was my wedding, if there was a like Ben and Lauren wedding, right? On live TV, mm-hmm. and I was Ben, I would be so upset that JoJo was in the front row.
Yeah.
And if I was Lauren, I'd have been like, what are you doing? Why is... This is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I liked Kathy. I thought she was amazing TV. Like the Zippit thing was so funny. But like the one person who was kind of mean to Teresa was the one who was like showcased the entire wedding.
True.
If I was Teresa, I'd be like, hold on, you're not having her do this at my wedding. Mm-hmm. The one person who was kind of mean to me the entire time and told me to zip it.
True.
Those things just weirded me out. Great TV, I suppose. I'm just saying, like, if I was Teresa or Gary, I'd be like, what are we doing? Why are they here?
Yeah, I agree.
Love Brayden. Love Christina, actually.
Yeah, what a cute couple.
They're so cute.
Love
and,
that.
And I've known about that for a long time.
Oh.
Did not think that that was an appropriate place and time to do that.
I agree.
I even told producers, I was like, this is Gary and Teresa's night. You shouldn't try to take it that anything away from them. And like, we don't need this for this to be successful. Like, it's already successful. Well, he asked Gary's permission if it was okay. And I said, that's all well and good, but did he ask Teresa's? Because that's Teresa's big day too.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people on TikTok say it was cringy and that you shouldn't propose at somebody else's wedding, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it was cringy. I just think like it was cute. I was right there. I filmed the entire thing actually on my phone. But I just was like, I'm not sure if the timing's right for that.
Yeah.
Like maybe like, let's do Paradise next year and do it there, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those were like kind of like my overall thoughts. Tayshia and Caitlin sat at the same table together.
I don't think I even really saw Tayshia.
Yeah.
On screen. But I was multitasking, so there's a chance I missed that. I don't really know the tea on all this.
Okay, so I'll give you the rundown.
I've just started picking up on it via TikTok.
Yeah.
But this is kind of the first I've really heard in the past couple of days of the whole Caitlin and Zach thing.
Yeah, so the rumor is that Zach was cheating on Tayshia or Caitlin was cheating on Jason with Zach.
Oh, see, I didn't even hear that part. I just thought they went on a date or something.
And then Caitlin went online and was like, I never cheated on anybody. I swear my dog's life or something like that. And then there were like pictures that like showed up from New Year's Eve where like she had her arm around Zach or whatever. So I guess she didn't denounce like her hooking up with Zach. She just said that she didn't cheat on, no one cheated on anybody.
Right.
Here's my advice to people in the Bachelor world. Stop dating people from the Bachelor world.
I know.
There are 7 billion people on this earth.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of options. We got to stop. True. Like, it's one thing if you met on the show and like left together. Great. But stop the intertwining, incestual weirdness of the Bachelor world. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my least favorite thing about the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The band at the end.
You know who that was?
I don't, but it wasn't good on television.
So that was the Dan band.
What's that?
You know in Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
You know the band that's like, I fucking need you more tonight. I fucking need you more than ever. That's that band.
Got it.
But here's the problem with that. You know, the whole thing this year was Journey, Don't Stop Believing, you know?
Right.
Like, you're an old person, but you could still find love. That song is sung by Journey, Steve Perry, who has one of the highest registers of ours or any other generation. And then you got some guy who probably doesn't have that vocal range doing that song. We needed to drop it a few keys.
It was not good. Like, now that you say, oh, that's the band from Wedding Crashers, like, I get, like, oh, they're supposed to be funny. Oh, it's supposed to be bad. Okay. But to me, that wasn't the right thing for this wedding. Like, it just didn't fit. Like, at one point, he literally was like, catch me, Jerry. And, or Gary, catch me, Gary. And like, no one even acknowledged it.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a weird thing. I don't know.
I was there when we rehearsed it, and I was like, this is going to be an interesting outro, but we shall see how it goes. But here's the thing. Then there was like a real reception, which it wasn't filmed, and the band was awesome.
Oh, same band?
No, completely different, like wedding band. Fun fact, the wedding planner, same person who did my wedding, Mindy Weiss.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good to see her.
Love that, yeah.
Anyways, I cried at the wedding. Especially like when like the kids gave speeches and stuff. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
It was like a really long thing. It was like, was it 2 hours?
so long. That's why, like, I wasn't really paying attention to all of it, so I may have missed things.
My thing was, is like, why isn't it just the wedding? Why do we have to like pretend it's the Emmys? We're like, we're
Yes.
going to the gold carpet to see what Carson Daly's wearing here at the end. You know, like, why was it just? And then I remember doing the rehearsal, and it's all and coming up. Gary and Teresa finally tie the knot on live TV. And we're back. Coming up, Gary and Teresa finally totally. Find love. Coming up. And it was like six of them where I was like, are we ever going to get to this wedding?
Totally.
Anyways, on it. I met all the Golden Bachelor ladies, though. Joan's lovely. Ellen's lovely.
Yeah.
Leslie's lovely. I met her and her brother was there. She also like just got back from like surgery. I'm like, what are you doing here, lady? Get out of here. Faith is so nice. Teresa is so, so pretty in person and so tiny and petite. And she's great. And I'll tell you what, Joey, nice guy.
Oh yeah, he's cute. He's had that bachelor glow up, you know?
Beautiful green eyes.
I loved his green suit.
Yeah.
I usually despise the suit choices on the men of the show, but I loved his green suit.
Yeah. We all went and played golf. I beat him. So nice. That's good.
Love that for you.
Yeah. So anyways, that was the Golden Bachelor wedding in Palm Springs.
What a time.
What a time to be alive, guys. So you saw the aliens at the mall in Miami, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know about this, like
the mall,
200 cop cars show up at this mall in Miami where there were reports of like 10-foot tall aliens in a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out it was kids fighting with sticks,
which
doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And like, seems like a really big overreaction from the police department if it's like kids with sticks, right?
Yeah.
So on TikTok, everyone's saying that it was aliens. And then, you know, the cops are just lying about it. And you know what? I believe it.
Me too.
I saw someone on TikTok. They were like, they got the longitude and latitude wrong. The longitude and latitude of the Miami marketplace, the Miami Bayside marketplace, when you flip them around, it's the center of Antarctica, which is the portal to whatever. And I'm like, I believe it. 100%. That's exactly what happened. The aliens fucked up the longitude latitude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes total sense.
Sure, sure.
There was a lot of people that showed up, like for.
I know.
And if it was like a bomb scare, that's a lot of cops.
You never just never know what's really going on in Florida.
Totally.
You know?
100%. Can we talk about Gypsy Rose for a second?
Who is that?
You don't know who Gypsy Rose is?
No.
So her mom abused her and like made her doctors think that she was sick and she wasn't sick.
Okay.
She had her boyfriend kill her mom. You don't remember this?
No, I don't. Is this a documentary?
Was it Joey King? Yeah, Joey King played her in the in the movie. Patricia Arquette played the mom.
No, I don't think I saw it.
Oh, okay, well, this is not as fun to talk about if you don't know what I'm talking about. But I think a lot of people out there know who Gypsy Rose is. Anyway, so she finally got out of prison, right? Mm-hmm. And she's kind of going on this like whole celebrity tour thing.
Like
and
what?
She's going on all the talk shows. She was on Nick's podcast. She's kind of being like treated as like a celebrity, which is weird.
I hate
to me.
That.
Yeah, I know. And like, so there's two ways to look at it. You know, she kind of fought back against someone who's abusing her, which is like, yeah, right. good for you, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But like, you had someone kill your mom, you know? Like, you could have maybe called the cops or something. I don't know. I'm sure like, maybe people didn't believe her or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You're a celebrity now because you got.
I don't think.
And the guy, the boyfriend that killed the mom, still going to be in jail forever.
Right. True.
I don't know. I could be totally off on this. I just feel like a weird feeling from it.
Ooh.
I need you to be more caught up with like current events.
I get my news from TikTok. So if it's not on my TikTok algorithm, I just don't know anything.
Okay. Did you see the whole thing with Cat Williams?
No.
Fuck. Okay. I got to get a new co-host here. I got someone who knows what's going on.
Why don't you start sending me these news articles?
Okay, so Cat Williams went on Shannon Sharpe's podcast and basically was like, the Illuminati is fucking the world over, and the reason like Kevin Hart is the reason why Kevin Hart's such a big figure is because he is part of the Illuminati and all this stuff.
This has been a thing for years and years and years, people thinking celebrities are the Illuminati.
I know. I have yet to be approached by any Illuminati.
Me too. Everyone thinks my sister's in it. I'm like, I would know.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get in that?
I don't know.
Anyways, I feel like TikTok is not what it used to be.
It's not.
I feel like the end of TikTok is nigh.
I could see it.
Here's an ad for a vacuum cleaner. Here's an ad for a pump to pump up your tires. Here's a bunch of lives of people just fucking not doing anything, really, saying, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. And then it's like three things I like. And it's like, I scrolled through 17 things I did not want.
I know.
You know?
I do feel like it used to be more like comedy-based TikTok.
Yeah.
And now it's not. Now it's like a lot of tutorials and shit like that. And you're like ads.
It's like really funny videos split screened with like weird life hacks of turning bottle caps into broom holders. And I'm like, are we so ADD'd out? We can't even watch one video that's funny. We have to also be watching this other video of like hacks of like things I didn't need. I don't need to have, oh, I can turn a jar lid into a thing that holds screws. Thank God I know that now.
Some of the life hack videos are like educational,
I guess, but
some of them I'm here for.
It's a lot of stuff with glue guns. I gotta be like glue sticks.
I like the ones that I watched one last week that was like a hack for like cleaning your washing machine with vinegar.
Okay.
And I did it and it worked.
Oh, really?
And I was like, thanks for that tip. Yeah, it did. So like things like that I'm here for.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
just, it's like glorified YouTube, I guess, right? Like,
I guess. It's really sad. I'm starting to like, I got to get away from that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get this. It's an ad to pump up my tires.
I don't get this one.
Okay. For some reason, it thinks that I need, my tires are uninflated. I get it all the time. Mm-hmm. Then there's a vacuum. There's like the TikTok vacuum. I get that a lot.
That even,
there's like the knockoff Dyson hair dryer. I get that all the time.
Mm.
What are the ads you get? Maybe you get the better ones.
I get a lot of ads for like, this tool will take all the dog hair off of all of your clothes. Like
things
like that.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Which are good. Those are nice.
We got that one for like the carpet. Didn't fucking work.
It didn't?
No, and also everything's coming from China. It takes 7 months to get here.
I know.
It's like, hey, China, what did you do? Did you put us on a sailboat? What's
I also get like a lot of like closet organization ads that I'm a sucker for and things like that.
Got it. Well, yeah, I don't know. And then I've gone down this weird like suburban mine TikTok. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's this lady who's mining underneath her house and she lives in like suburbia.
What? Mining for what?
I don't know. She's just building a fucking giant tunnel underneath her house.
Oh my God.
Trying to do, trying to break El Chapo out of jail, lady? Like, it makes no sense.
Is she
to
like
me.
A doomsday prepper?
I don't even know. It makes no sense. She's like pouring concrete out there, reinforcing the wall so it doesn't collapse in. If I'm in her neighborhood, I'm like, hey, lady, don't dig under my head.
How does she have time for all this?
How, she's got a jackhammer.
Does she go to work?
I have no idea.
How do you live?
It makes no sense. The Epstein list came out?
I did hear about that.
Anyone you know on that bitch?
I didn't read it.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, I read some of it. I mean,
probably, to be honest, but
I'm not super surprised that Bill Clinton was.
I know.
Man, I want to go down to the island. And that sounded more like George Bush, but and Trump was kind of on it, kind of not. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, a lot of people in Hollywood were like, fuck.
Yep.
This is not a good start to the year. You got some fave things, bro, or what's going on?
I do.
Okay.
My ultimate fave thing.
Yeah.
Is the thing I texted you about. Did you watch The Murder at the End of the World?
I did.
And?
Loved it.
Holy fuck. It's my favorite show that I've seen in a very long time.
I will say this. Sarah and I called it.
Yeah. I could have guessed that you maybe. You're good at that. Like I mean, both of you guys are good at that, I guess. Because I don't know, like I love to get so lost in something that I almost like don't look for the answers because I want to enjoy it. You know what I mean? But like my sister, for instance, has been on so many sets that like she can't help but think that way too. And so she always knows everything. But I just like love to live in like denial and like not let myself figure it out.
Yeah.
But I loved the show. I'm obsessed with Emma Corrin. And I think it's so interesting that I just watched her season of The Crown. And that's actually why I started watching the show, because I saw her name and I was like, oh, I loved her as Princess Diana. I'm going to watch this.
Interesting.
I know. And she was fantastic. I mean, the whole cast is great. The show is great. But she carries that entire show. I mean, the hours that girl spent on set, she is in like every single scene. Like, it's pretty amazing. I thought she was so good. And then I'm absolutely obsessed with the guy,
Harris Dickinson.
Okay, not Harrison. I'm obsessed with him, and he was so good in this. I never saw Triangle of Sadness, but I'm going to go back and watch that now because I IMDb'd him and saw he was in that. I know, and I heard it was great.
Amazing.
And then also, like, he is about to blow the fuck up. He's also in the new Iron Claw movie that just came out, which I really am dying to see, with Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White. And he is also in the new Prada campaigns. Like, he is about to just absolutely blow up, and it's so well-deserved. I think he's incredible. I'm obsessed with him.
Darby Hart, a Gen Z amateur sleuth, attempts to solve a murder at a secluded retreat. Murder at the End of the World on Hulu. Written by Britt Marling. She's the one who did, like, the OA and Another Earth. She's a genius. Really good writer.
She is a genius.
Yeah, she's really good. Clive Owen.
Like, she wrote it. She's in it. Like, what the fuck? She did that with the OA, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, Clive Owen's in it. And then a bunch of other, obviously, Emma Corrin and Harris Dickinson.
So good.
So it's a whodunit murder mystery. Sarah and I were talking about this, though. Like, as humans, we love it. Obviously, we love murder mysteries. I mean, Sherlock Holmes is, like, you know, there's a reason why that's such a big genre. Mm-hmm. But it is so incredibly unrealistic. There has never been a time which you have been, because you have to be stranded. You have to have no connection to the outside world for this to make sense. And that never happens. Like, anytime there would be a murder, it'd be like, we need to have the cops here now.
Please
come here. And, like, so yes, of course, it's like a retreat in Iceland, and, like, there's a storm, whatever. Good. So many crazy things need to happen for a murder mystery to be actually a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. The other massive part of this story, though, is, like, their flashbacks to hunting down that serial killer, which I thought was, like, just such an incredible, like, side story, like a whole nother story and, like, set, you know, of this entire series. And honestly, like, that was the part I think I loved the most, was, like, their story and, you know, their road trip and their discovery and all that. I don't know. I thought it was one of the best shows. I get told my mom it's the best thing I've seen since Silo. And she was like, I liked it better than Silo. And I was like, well, it was different. But yeah, like, I just think those two young actors are just so freaking talented.
I watched Rebel Moon. Did you watch that?
I did watch Rebel Moon. I loved it.
I did too. Okay, good.
I loved it. Yeah.
I think it was kind of getting, like, mixed reviews.
I could see that.
When a peaceful settlement on the edge of a distant moon finds itself threatened by armies of a tyrannical ruling force, a mysterious stranger living among its villagers becomes their best hope for survival. Rebel Moon on Netflix. Zack Snyder wrote it and directed it.
I mean, this is everything I love. Fantasy, space, Mikhail Huseman, Charlie Hunnam. Like, the list continues.
Yeah, they wrote this for you.
They really did, didn't they? They should put me in the second one.
Zack Snyder was like, I need to write a movie that Brandy Cyrus really be into. Who do I got to get? Well, we got to get Mikhail Huseman in. And then
he's so hot. So hot in this. Like, he's just so hot.
And then we got to get Charlie Hunnam for sure.
Also hot. Also, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wife tears, if you haven't seen Rebel Moon, just fast forward like 20 seconds here. Spoiler alert. Devastated that Charlie's the bad guy. Absolutely gutted. Like, I saw it coming. I knew it deep down.
Yeah, come on.
Devastated.
I know.
Ugh.
I don't know if you know this, but Zack Snyder wrote it to be part of the Star Wars franchise and took it to Disney, and they said no on it.
Interesting.
And then he was like, okay, I'll go to Netflix and just make it. So if you watch it, it's like very much like a Star Wars.
Very much.
Even like one of the girls has a lightsaber, you know?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Loved it.
I thought it was so fun.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you liked it.
And you know there's another one coming out in April.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for it.
The lead girl, she hasn't done a whole lot. She's incredible. And what a great like breakout role for her. Not break. I know she's done a couple other things, but like this is, I think, her first like massive thing with another massive cast.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good.
You know any other favorite things?
I'll start with the most recent thing I watched.
Okay.
You might have to look up what it's called. It's on HBO. It's a docuseries, I guess. I've only watched one episode. So the way I would describe it is it's like a it's called Edge of the Earth. The way I would describe it just from watching the first episode is like a documentary about like extreme action sports, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I love documentaries. I love extreme sports. I love anything that's travel related, shows like the landscapes of places. So like episode one, these two guys and a girl go to like the middle of freaking nowhere, Alaska, where no one has been. And they hike 15 miles in on this glacier, climb a mountain that's like never been summited and skied, and they ski and snowboard to the bottom. And it's fucking epic.
Four groups of athletes embark on four never-before-accomplished missions, Edge of the Earth, on HBO Max.
It's so good. I wasn't familiar with anybody in this first episode, but like they're all experts in what they do, right? Like the girls got X Games medals or Olympic medals, and the guy's like one of the most, he's like snowboarded the most extreme routes like all over the world, like Nepal, crazy shit. And it shows their entire journey, and it's like takes like 3 weeks to do it. And of course they like get caught in a blizzard and get caught in avalanches. Like there's all these things happening. And you watch them like conquer this mountain that's never been done. And it's very cool. So I'm excited to finish the series and see what the other episodes are about.
Nice. Do you remember that story of the woman who went through the drive-thru at McDonald's and spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's? And it became like this big story about frivolous lawsuits in the United States and like how terrible and petty we are as Americans. And like, of course, coffee's hot. What the fuck do you think, lady? You remember this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did some more research into this.
Okay.
And it's a lot different than what I was initially thought to believe. Like, yeah, of course, bitch, coffee's hot. Like, make sure the top's on, lady. This is on you. But when I tell you it's so much more aggressive than what we thought. Okay, her name was Stella. It happened in 1992. Mm-hmm. The coffee that burned her was so dangerously hot, it caused third-degree burns through her clothes in 3 seconds. She had third degree burns over 16% of her body. And here's the thing that no one ever told us, including her inner thighs and genitalia. The skin on her genitalia was burned away. It was so hot, it fused her labia.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, you should fucking sue. If your vagina gets fused, what kind of coffee are we making over here, McDonald's? You got to learn a lesson.
That doesn't sound good.
I couldn't believe it. What are you serving over here? Magma from a volcano? How'd you heat this thing up? In a nuclear reactor? Did you get this breakfast blend from the depths of Mordor? Are you brewing it on Venus? What do you call this coffee? Satan's butthole? We're out here fucking shaming this poor lady. Frivolous lawsuit, you dumb bitch. Of course coffee's hot. The sky is blue. What? You forgot to tell everybody about the labia problem? No one at CNN or Fox News or MSNBC told me that part of the fucking equation.
No.
Lady, you deserve all the money in the world. Also, McDonald's, you got fucking plenty of money.
They do. It's very fucked up.
What?
Oh. Why are you just now,
I don't
like putting these pieces together?
I remember my parents being like, frivolous lawsuit, ambulance chaser, fuck this bitch. What? You didn't hear about the her genitalia was burnt off.
I literally cannot.
92-year-old lady. Or 70-year-old lady.
Oh.
Anyways.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, speaking of lawsuit.
Okay.
The other thing I watched was HBO put out a documentary about the Gwyneth trial.
Oh, because when she hit the guy.
Ski trial.
Yeah.
It's garbage. Don't waste your time.
Won't do
I basically watched a better version of it on TikTok while it was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Okay, so you know how we make fun of the Mormons a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm now going to make fun of what I am, which is Catholic or Christian.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw this video on TikTok, and it kind of blew me away, right?
Okay.
Mia, if you were to be martyred for the faith, what way would you go out?
Personally, if I'm dying for Christ, I don't care. Like, I'm going out.
Okay, fair. Evan, if you could be martyred for the faith, what way would you go out?
So back in the biblical times, they would stone people. And I think telling that story in heaven would be cool because it's painful. But I'm never folding for Jesus. Never.
What?
Amen.
Amen.
If you could be martyred for the faith, what would it be?
Definitely eaten by lions. That would be kind of sick.
What?
Amen. Annie, if you were martyred for Christ, what way would you go out?
I honestly think I would want to be like in one of those like old Roman arenas and then like a lion eat me.
Oh, okay. Alex, if you could get martyred for Christ, what way would you
These
go
people
out?
Are not.
I feel like getting thrown off like the highest building would be tough. Like you could at least enjoy the ride down.
Okay. Ethan, if you could get martyred for Christ, what way would you go out?
I'm probably shot in the head.
Caleb, if you're
Okay, so we got to...
I don't like this.
Okay, so they're glorifying being martyred for Christ.
Where are these kids and who hurt them?
Yeah, what? And they're like, think it's cool or whatnot.
No, I not gathered.
That is... Someone said I want to be stoned to death because it'd be really painful and it'd be a cool story to tell in heaven. Something tells me Jesus would be like, hold on. I feel like you weren't listening to anything I was saying.
Where did you find this video?
I don't know. Obviously, I get a lot of Mormon stuff, so now I'm starting to get crazy Catholic stuff too.
So it just popped up for you on your algorithm?
Yeah.
That scares me for you.
But it's really, but what's scary to me is that like that is glorified for these kids. Like they think that like it would be so cool to be martyred for Christ.
Mm.
Yeah, these kids are romanticizing being martyred. I don't think that's a good thing for you to romanticize. Am I way off base here?
Are they joking or are they just doing this because it's
dead serious? I tell you how I'd want to go out if I was being martyred for the faith.
How?
Hot cup of coffee between my legs, burn that genitalia right off. I went up to heaven. You guys don't even know what happened to me.
That wouldn't take you all the way out.
My pee-pee got burned up at McDonald's.
You'd still be alive though.
Oh, man, craziness.
Unfortunately for you, you would be.
I have great news in the music front.
Oh, okay.
You are a big fan of Sublime. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Sublime.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Bradley Newell passed away too young. Growing up in California, like Sublime was the thing. You know, it's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Sublime were like, this is California's band.
Yep.
I didn't know that Bradley Newell, the lead singer of Sublime, had a son.
Mm.
I didn't know that Bradley Newell had a son that played music and sounds exactly like him.
Ah.
I need to play for you Bradley Newell's son playing with the band Sublime. It's up to you what you really want to do. Time in America.
That's pretty cool.
Doesn't he sound just like his dad?
Identical.
He's even up there with his shirt off just like his dad.
I know. It's actually pretty cool because I feel like a lot of kids wouldn't want to do that, right?
Yeah.
A lot of kids feel like they want to make their own path and like whatever. So I think it's kind of cool that he's leaning into it.
I remember I interviewed Jacob Dylan years ago and it was like, do not ask me about my father.
See?
And I was like, I get it. But you do sound a lot like your dad. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Wallflowers, that first record, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to have a new soundbar clip.
Ah.
Or maybe I already did this. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, what the fuck, bitch, what the fuck.
All right, you get the idea.
I just love how much you love that.
It's so great. It's the best.
I finally watched Barbie.
Yeah, did you like it?
Did you watch it?
I watched my wife watch it on a plane, and I thought to myself, this isn't for me.
Yeah, it's definitely not for guys, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't, like, people were really just obsessed with it. I think it's good. I'm not sure it's like the greatest fucking thing in the world, like everyone was making it seem to be, but yeah. It was good. I love Margot Robbie, you know, so like I enjoyed it. I do feel like Ryan Gosling, like I'm fascinated that he took the role. Like I think for me, it would have been hard to find a guy that would want to take this role because it is very, what's the right way to say it? Like
feminist?
Yes. That's a nice way of saying it. Like they really make men look like garbage in this movie, which, you know, I love so much, but to find a guy that was willing to play that is like impressive. So good on Ryan for, you know, having the balls to play that role. I mean, he's perfect for it. Although I do feel like they made him, and I know it was like the character, but like usually I think Ryan Gosling is so hot and like he didn't look great in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't look his best.
So what you're trying to say is
men are garbage.
Is that what you're trying to say?
True.
Yeah.
But not Ryan Gosling, obsessed.
No. And Michael Cera's in it too, right?
He has like four lines he's fucking hilarious. But like I would have liked to have seen more Michael Cera, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything else? You got Muzaks?
Ryan Adams put out a new album.
Really?
I listened to it once through the other day. I mean, it just sounds like Ryan Adams, you know?
Okay. So if you like Ryan Adams.
If you like Ryan Adams. I mean, like it.
Are we allowed to like Ryan Adams again?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, he was canceled for a little bit, but I think he's back.
I know, but I do like him.
I know. I do too. I don't really know. I don't want you guys to be angry at us.
I know.
Let's see. I got some stuff. I don't know how to pronounce this band's name, but it's Leon Bridges with Kahurun Bin. I really like this. This is a song called Texas Sun that I was digging on.
Texas Sun.
Oh, I've heard this.
Have you?
Caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me to the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun. Oh, girl.
I do love when soul and country meet.
It is always good.
It's so nice. And then I'm like, maybe I just wish that all country singers sounded like soul singers. maybe that's what I really want. I found this guy on TikTok. This is what's happening now. It used to be that I was the tastemaker, like at Lightning 100, like we'd have music meetings and like I would discover shit. And now the YFTers now know my sensibilities so much that they now tag me in shit that I'm, so now they're the tastemakers for me. And then I'm just regurgitating it back to you. Yep. It's a very funny, like cyclical situation that's happening. Anyways, so the YFT that sent me this, thank you so fucking much. This guy's name is Monrovia, and he is awesome. This is a song called City on a Hill. Check it out.
Cool.
You look back at the footprints on the path. Where does that leave you? Can you be still? There's a void only silence can fill. Where you are, it's all that's real. When you're there,
good driving music. You got anything?
Have I talked to you about Cameron Marlowe before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. He's a country guy, and I know you don't like country very much, so I may have brought him up and you just don't remember, but he put out an album in 2022 that I loved called We Were Cowboys, but he's like a new up-and-coming country artist.
Okay.
And there's a lot of those right now. Like, there's a lot of young girls and guys coming up on the country scene. I think he's the fucking best. He's got the voice. He's got the songs. He's cool as fuck. I'm a big, big fan. And he put out a new song called Tennessee Don't Mind. If you do like country music and you haven't heard of Cameron Marlowe, I highly recommend you checking him out. He's so talented.
You want to go out on it?
Sure.
Okay. What do you got coming up?
I'm going back to Sundance Festival.
Fun.
Is that next week? Or I don't know. I don't know what day it is or time it is or anything. I'm like in the black hole of the new year, you know? But I'll be at Sundance January 19th doing a little DJ gig and then coming out to LA, but not until the 1st of February.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, we get to hang out then.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to Orlando to play in this LPGA event with...
Yeah, you do that every year.
Yep. With my buddy Ben Higgins. Robbie Amell is going to be there. Michael Pena, my buddy over at our golf club.
Cool.
Alfonso Ribeiro, a ton of athletes. Get tickets if you want to come hang out with us. Like, you very... Like, we talk to everybody because you're just, like, walking around the golf course. So, like, people who want to come hang out with us, do it. It's in Orlando. I think it's, like, the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. Then I'm going to... we're going to go to Disney World after that. Then I go to another fucking wedding.
Oh.
Then I'm going to the AT&T Pro-Am up in Monterey. That'll be fun around the beginning of February.
So you're just busy, busy.
Yep. And then, yeah. So yeah, that's what's happening. YFTers, we're so glad to be back. We miss you so much.
Oh, well, we really did.
We really did. It was
I've been
dumb.
So bored without
them. Same. I'm like, I got so much stuff I want to talk about.
I know.
Fused labias? Shia LaBeouf becoming... I wonder what Shia LaBeouf wants to be martyred for. You know?
I don't want to know.
Maybe a Decepticon takes him down? Transformer joke! All right, YFTers, we'll be back. Go do some fuck you very muches in the reviews. We need to read some of those. We need some 2024 reviews of fuck you very much. And if you're not following us on Instagram, please go do that.
And YouTube.
And please subscribe on YouTube. All right. YFTers, we'll see you later. Happy 2024.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what would make that country song better? Soul singer.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.